Good morning. You're a sight for sore eyes. How are you? Seems like a loaded question after yesterday, and... Look, even if I wanted to, which I do, I got in my head, had a nightmare or two, and just wanted to check on you without seeming like I'm the clingy boyfriend type. I mean, we're not technically a thing yet, right? I'm sure you didn't sign up to dating the most powerful sorcerer, but... I... did have something about that in my nightmare. It's not saying I wouldn't like it. In fact, I think I would. It's, dawned on me. Maybe this 30 days shouldn't just be... a hard limit on us. But something more. Now, I thought about coming in here and doing what we did yesterday, but truth be told, I... my dream, it kind of gave premonition. And if I'm honest, I got really unnerved. Seemed almost real. But that never stopped me before. Can you walk yet? I wish I could say that in other circumstances. And I wish I had done that, but, you know, in the usual way. Blowing your back out's way more fun than blowing out your soul with cursed energy, you know? I have so many opinions of this, and as much as I would like to be the sex god boyfriend, we're not really like that, are we? Are we? Well, it's up for debate, right? More than that, I... look... I've had a lot of feelings, and they almost all involve you. The major difference is, I just don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing, you know? Always with the trying, never with the knowing. That's how it goes. Nobody tells you, it's all just winging it, pretending you know how a relationship goes until you're in it. More than that, I think what bothers me about us right now as I keep seeing you in my nightmares dying. And yeah, it's probably subconsciously having to do with the sickness I've given you and the guilt eating away at me. I'm no stranger to that. If anything, I'd say it's more normal for me to be guilty than it is not. That's a fucked up thing to say, isn't it? And it never stopped me before. Look, if you take anything from this, even a single thing, know that it's not you who's to blame. It's me. No. You aren't allowed to take any of the blame. After all, I'm the horny fuck who involved you in the first place. Well, even if you liked it, sweetheart, that doesn't change the fact that I caused a lot of problems. For us. For you, and... now, you can hardly walk right now. And I'd be a poor liar to try and say it wasn't eating me up inside. I've got some friends who can help with reverse curse technique, but the issue is, the more I learn about what fundamentally happened in the medical lingo of Shoko, the more I learn how much my selfishness brought us here. No. No. You don't get to say that. And whether it's worth it or not to you, you don't get to risk your life like that. So, I want you to really think about it, okay? At least consider maybe calling this whole thing off. I knew you'd react like that. I couldn't be further from the truth. I hate the idea of losing. Losing people I care about. Losing to anyone. And of course, the idea of losing someone who I've been closer to than almost anything, anyone. I want you to be happy, but the moment I start fucking up, the moment I get complicit, I could legitimately cause you something worse than death. It wouldn't be the first time. Of course I'm scared. Not something I like to admit, but necessary. I don't want to be the reason you end up miserable. And I definitely don't want to be the reason that you're dragged down to hell way before I am. I've always made my peace about going to the worst places, living dead. I knew that there was going to be some shit to deal with either way. But the fact of the matter is, and the thing they're not telling you, that I didn't have the guts to tell you, is you could become a cursed spirit because of me. No, you may not think hard enough on it, but I do. And as someone who genuinely has grown to care about you, to watch you fall into that state would be like ripping out every nerve ending on my body, swirling it up like pasta, and then dipping it in salt and lemon juice. Like, I know it's selfish. I always am. But I don't want to be the thing that ruins you. It's a real prideful thing to say, I know. And honestly, I get it. I am being horribly so, right? Ruining things is a bit of a forte of mine. And I want you to know that none of this is your fault. I wanted something that I was never meant to have. Romance and love isn't for someone who's a weapon. Don't say it. Capiche? Of course you say it still.
You crying? Or you just got something in your eye?
Me too, as it happens. But you listen to me. I'm not gonna be the reason why you fall into the worst state possible. That's not me abandoning you. That's me begging you not to let me ruin you. Don't you get it? I already struggle with feeling human, but right now, if I was the monster, the single thing that caused you to fall into that level of despair, to be ruined, I don't know what I would be. It's sad, really. This isn't even really goodbye. It's just, you have to understand. I want you to be happy. More so than almost anyone. Probably more than anyone. But you can't expect me to just ignore the fact that you will die if I make any mistakes. That's not an exaggeration. It's not even a sick kind of promise. It's all because of me. What I am. What I was never meant to have. The strong don't get to be loved. Why would you say that? That you're gonna change that? And how do you suppose we do that? How do you suppose we change the world like that? I wish I knew either. I don't blame you. And that frustration, it's completely valid. I want us to be happy. I do. I want this to work. But even then, I don't want it to work if it's gonna cost you. I've already come to terms with the fact that I'm a parasite. As much as I gaslight people into thinking I'm not, I'm a monster. And monsters don't get to feel. They exist to hurt people. And maybe I'm a monster with chains pushed in the right direction to hurt the bad guys, but that didn't stop me from hurting you. And didn't stop me from ruining the chance we had. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that I can only go so far. Before, I don't want to be the reason why one day you look at me in your eyes, ask me why, and I can't have an answer. It's happened 3 times before, and each time it took a little piece of my humanity, my heart. So what's left is a scared little man. For all my strength, for all my technique, cursed energy, 6 eyes, fuck. All of that might as well be dust in the wind. Because it's a chain. If I'm not strong, I don't just hurt you, I hurt everyone. I'm a monster. And whether you accept it or not, I won't be the reason you become one too. It's not goodbye. But I don't want it to be the thing that tears us apart. I don't want it to eat away at you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm still trying to figure it out, truth be told. I don't know the first thing about any of this. Well, I wish I could give you a less bleak answer to that. And right now, I can only say I'll try everything. And I won't give up on you until you're right as rain. Until you can perfectly, clearly make your choice about if I'm worth whatever fate lies ahead. But right now, you don't have to do all that, okay? Don't push it.